Unit 8, pages 152 and 153, Lesson B, Reading, Track 2-8. Music for Change. From ending child slavery to teaching people about AIDS and world peace, musicians around the world are spreading a message of hope. Jason Mraz, singing for freedom. If my music can contribute to happiness, then that's my main responsibility, says American singer and songwriter Jason Mraz. But Mraz does more than make people happy. He wants to use his music to make a positive change and improve people's lives. Mraz is working with an organization called Free the Slaves. Their goal is to stop child slavery, a serious issue in many parts of the world. In Ghana, for example, parents who are very poor sometimes sell their own children into slavery. What inspired you to visit Ghana?
It started with Freedom Song, written by musician Luke Renault. I loved it, performed it, and passed it on to my friends at Free the Slaves. Later, they sent me photos of kids in Ghana dancing and singing the song.
Tell us about your trip.
I went to work with James Kofi Annan, a former child slave who has spent his adult life liberating slaves. He works to rescue children and get them back to health. He also works with their parents to make sure they can make a living so the children aren't vulnerable to traffickers. I wrote several songs during my time in Ghana. I went back to my room every night to compose new songs about what I was seeing.
Zinle Tabeta, Bringing Hope. Zinle Zini Tabeta is a lead singer of a South African group called the Sini Kitemba Choir. The members of this choir have a strong bond. They are all HIV positive. Tabeta first learned she had HIV in 2002. A doctor told her he could not treat her condition because medicine was not widely available. Without treatment, she would probably die in less than a year, he said. But Tabeta did not give up, and she finally found a clinic that was able to help HIV/AIDS patients. Today, Tabeta and other members of the Sini Kitemba Choir send a message of hope to people with HIV/AIDS. She feels that she understands their situation. I know what they are going through and can help support and guide them, she says. Only by being open and asking for help will we know that we are not alone. If you have someone who will walk the journey with you, it is always easier. Arn Chorn Pond, Healing with Music. As a child, Arn Chorn Pond worked in a prison camp in Cambodia during the Khmer Rouge period. Life in the camp was terrifying. Guards regularly killed camp workers, including children. Chorn Pond stayed alive mainly because of his skills as a musician. The camp guards liked listening to him as he played his flute. Chorn Pond closed his eyes when he played. He said, I escaped with the music. I played it, and my mind would be somewhere else. Chorn Pond finally escaped into the jungle, where he lived alone for many months. Later, an American aid worker met him and took him to the United States. When Chorn Pond grew up, he went back to Cambodia. He learned that many traditional musicians and dancers died during the Khmer Rouge period. So Chorn Pond is working with older musicians to teach young Cambodians to play traditional music. In this way, he is helping a new generation keep their musical traditions alive.